2016 council and a 1788 tradition, what do they all have in common? They came together on the steps of Town Hall yesterday as Sydney's town crier declared the results of the 2016 City of Sydney Council election. Jack Begbie has the story.
Yesterday morning, Sydney's town crier, Graham Keating, officially declared the new City of Sydney Council on the steps of the Sydney Town Hall.
Good citizens of Sydney, today is the declaration of the poll for the Council of the City of Sydney elections.
Yes, we do have a town crier. We've had one since 1788, when the crier's role was to act as the communicator of the governor.
There are some little traditions it's great to keep, isn't it?
That was Lord Mayor Clover Moore, who has returned to her role for an historic fourth-year term, with an increased primary vote of 57%. On the new council, Miss Moore will be working alongside former Lord Mayoral hopefuls Christine Forster of the Liberal Party, Linda Scott from Sydney Labour, and Angela Vithalkas from the Sydney Matters Independent team. Also on the council, the Liberals' Craig Chung, a former councillor on the Ryde Council, and the Clovermore Independent team's Dr. Karen Phelps, architect Philip Thallis, Vivid Creative Director Jess Scully, lawyer Robert Koch, and urban planner Jess Miller. Whilst the Clovermore Independent team does hold the balance of power in the new council, the returning Lord Mayor had this to say about working across the aisle with the other councillors from other parties.
You know, over the last 12 years, most of the big issues that have gone through the City of Sydney have been unanimous. There are some smaller issues that we might argue about, but I commit and our team commits to working cooperatively with all of the councillors in the interests of the future of our city.
Most of the issues that will find unanimous support include council's push for a change to the state lockout laws, continuation of the city's environmental initiatives, and support for Sydney's burgeoning tech community. Issues that every team supported during the five-week campaign. The Lord Mayor also took the opportunity to thank supporters and the City of Sydney for re-electing her before she handed the stage back over to the town crier.
If I could just say a few brief words that matter so much to me. During the tragedy in Martin Place, I placed bush flowers on that carpet of flowers, and as I was taking visitors from overseas to join in the tribute to those people who suffered, the sound of a didgeridoo hauntingly floated over Martin Place, and soft rain fell, and I realised how much I love my city and its people.
There you are. There you have it. There's our file finally working. Now, that was Sydney's town crier, Graham Keating, ending that report by Jack Begbie. Now, Jack joins me in the studio. Morning, Jack.
Good morning, Adrian.
Okay, let's start with the most important question, something that surprised me. Why does Sydney still have a town crier?
So as we touched on before, Sydney has actually had a town crier since 1788, and the role of the town crier was what we'd now call essentially a media advisor. Their job was just to communicate the will of what the governor wanted to share with people. So whether that was a dead horse on Parramatta Road or the new announcement of a council, it was his job to get out scream there and get it to... at the people of Sydney.
Right, okay. Yeah. Does he only do council events?
Well, so he's a council official, so he opens council.
Yeah.
Our current town crier, Graham Keating, he was actually interviewed by 2SER a little while ago. So we're going to...
Did he shout the whole way through that interview?
he was very well spoken because he's a former ABC presenter
and
a member of the theatre troupe. So he obviously knows how to speak incredibly eloquently. Ah. We're going to tweet the link to that particular story so that everyone can see it. But yeah, he became town crier in 1975 because the old town crier just went on holidays and never came back.
Oh, wow.
So he's been town crier for that long.
Yeah, so 40 sort of years. Now, the election was almost 2 weeks ago. Why is the council only being declared yesterday?
So we knew who the mayor was going to be on the night. So that's a very easy count. It's like counting for the House of Reps. Yep. It was only going to be between five people. Whereas the council ticket, so the members that will make up the council, that was going to be a bit confusing because you have preferential voting above the line and below the line. And just like a Senate ticket, that takes a little while to count. So it took them about 6 days to count that. So we had final results about 6 days ago now. Why they only made it official yesterday, I'm not entirely sure, but that's when council decided to have their official declaration.
Right. Now that they are declared, does that mean they can start work right away?
Technically, no. So none of the councillors will actually be officially signed in until the first council meeting on Friday night.
All right.
So until then, the only jobs they really can do is move in. but, you know, our mayor doesn't stop.
Stock up on pens. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Now, in the piece, you touched on Clovermore's independent team, which will have the balance of power in the council. What exactly does that mean?
Now, Clover managed to get 6 out of 10 spots on the council, which means that no matter what the issue is, the Clovermore independent team will be able to vote it straight through. So that means it'll be a continuation of the past 12 years of the Clovermore governance, basically, which means she'll continue pushing for things like bike lanes and parks. And whether she has the support of the other four councillors is a
remains to be seen. Now, which new councillor do you think will be most interesting and fascinating to watch?
Well, it's going to be a very interesting council, first off, because there's going to be two Jesses on the council. So that'll be a bit confusing for people who want to get in contact with Councillor Jess. They'll have two options. What'll also be interesting is Angela Vithalkis from Sydney Matters. She had an ally in the last council. She was with Edward Mandler. Edward Mandler has not been returned.
Right.
So she's on her own. And the new Liberal councillor, Craig Chung, has just moved from Ryde Council. And what's so fascinating about him is because is in the media release that all the media received on the day, everyone got to share a little bio about themselves. And all he shared was that he's a business owner and that he's a passionate advocate for reducing red tape for small business. So that's an interesting passion to have.
That's him in a nutshell. And Jack, thank you so much for joining us there, mate. And we got that. I followed.